Now here's our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. I have a friend who recently read a book, and now she doesn't think that hell is eternal. Can you help provide an answer I could provide her? One of the great schemes of Satan is to get people to doubt his existence and to deny the eternal torment of hell for those that pass away without having Christ as their Savior. Many of those that accept the reality of hell still insist that it is not an eternal punishment. I have no idea what your friend's book says, but we have the authority of the Holy Word of God to show us that hell is indeed real and eternal. First, let's read 2 Thessalonians 1, 7-10. And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. This portion speaks of the Lord's judgment on those that have not obeyed or believed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see here that those who face the wrath of God will be punished with everlasting destruction. Now this gives the thought of an annihilation that never ends. We think of something that has been destroyed as no longer in existence. However, for those in hell, there will be destruction that does not cease. Let's also consider the words of the Lord to those who will enter into hell. We read in Matthew 25:41, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Why is the fire of hell everlasting? It's because the judgment of God would never be exhausted upon those that reject his free gift of eternal life in Christ Jesus. The Lord goes on to say in Matthew 25:46, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." As much as there is eternal life for the believer on the Lord, there is eternal judgment and punishment for those that reject him. In Luke chapter 16, we have the account of two men that lived and died. Lazarus was very poor and suffered greatly while on the earth. The rich man, whose name is not given, had a wonderful life of plenty. At death, Lazarus went to be with the Lord, while the rich man was condemned to an eternity of suffering. Let's read Luke 16:23-28 to learn about what happens to those who die after refusing God's gift of eternal life. Now that says, "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hence. Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou would sendest them to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they come also into this place of torment." So, here are the few things we notice about this man. He was awake and aware of his circumstances. He was in great torment. He begged for mercy that would not come. He could not escape. He did not want others to go to that awful place. Doesn't this sound awful? It is indeed beyond awful. The scriptures speak often about hell. The Lord warns us over and over about this awful place. He does not want anyone to go there. 1 Timothy 2:4 tells us that the Lord will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:11, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." I trust that all who read or hear these words will consider the terrible consequences of refusing to bow your knee and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. The Lord said in John 6:37, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." If you will put your trust in the Lord Jesus, you will be received and will have eternal life. You will never have to face the eternal punishment of hell. We read in the Word how that Satan himself will spend eternity in hell. Revelation 20:10 says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." No one that rejects the Lord will escape his fierce wrath. Today, if you have never taken Christ as your Savior, consider the words of Acts 16:31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." For those who are saved, 1 Thessalonians 1:10 tells us that the Lord Jesus has delivered us from the wrath to come.